Texas Governor Greg Abbott has launched a border security crackdown for the state, and it is strikingly similar to former President Trump's. While critics have called the measures blatantly unconstitutional, Abbott has touted them, including disaster declarations, jailing asylum seekers, building a wall, and patrolling the highways for migrants. The Texas initiative, though, lacks the immense power of the federal government. NPR's John Burnett spent time along the border and found the crackdown falling short of the hype.
The Texas-Mexico border is again the backdrop for a set of hardline policies designed to discourage migrants from crossing the Rio Grande. This time, the instigator is Greg Abbott. The 63-year-old Republican is running for his third term as governor and hoping to capture Trump's fanatical followers in Texas. Here's Abbott on Fox.
We're not playing games anymore. And we have a new program in place because the Biden administration plan is to catch and release. The Texas plan is to catch and to jail.
Abbott has created a sort of Lone Star border force made up of state troopers, National Guard, and reinforcements from other red states. Their mission is to curtail the migrants surging across the Rio Grande, a goal the Biden administration has so far failed to accomplish. Ground zero for the governor is Del Rio, a friendly border city of 35,000 in the West Texas scrub desert. It's become the second busiest region for illegal crossings on the Southern Divide. Agents apprehended 1,000 people a day in June, a 500% jump over last year. The strategy is post no trespassing signs on private property along the river, then when an immigrant steps onto land, nab him for trespassing, a Class A misdemeanor. To find out if it was making a difference, I hopped in a truck with Valverde County Commissioner Gustavo Flores, who has 90 miles of river border in his precinct. He wears a bushy mustache and a white cowboy hat.
We're going down the river area where it's a hot spot. A lot of immigrants crossing through there, here and there and everywhere.
But as we drove along the rutted county roads, we didn't see any immigrants. All we saw were black and white SUVs of state troopers and National Guard Humvees. What's happening is human smugglers and migrants have changed tactics. As soon as word got back that the cops were arresting migrants on private property, Flores says the vast majority now cross downstream on federal property.
The coyotes are getting informed good spots to move people through. They have learned if they stay in federal land, which is where that they built that high fence, the state really can't touch them.
The governor was so sure of his plan that with great fanfare, he opened a special booking center and cleared out a prison in South Texas and converted it into a jail. But since the dragnet began, the troopers have only averaged 8 arrests a day. Meanwhile, every day, hundreds of migrants continue to wade hip-deep across the river and surrender to Border Patrol agents on federal property where they know they'll be booked and released.
Yeah.
Do you have permission to be here?
Sure enough, as soon as the commissioner parked his truck near the international bridge, we spotted two large groups of Haitian nationals who had splashed across the river to turn themselves into the green-suited agents. I stepped through an open gate in the border wall to take a picture.
All right, sir, this is a federal property.
Okay.
So, all right. Please step back.
Thanks, officer.
Abbott's border offensive, dubbed Operation Lone Star, is popular among some landowners who are getting a free chain-link security fence paid for by the state. But it has not made a dent in the flow of asylum seekers, says County Attorney David Martinez. That's the official responsible for prosecuting the trespassers. He was told to expect as many as 200 migrant arrests a day.
Well, obviously, at 200 a day, that's 1,000 arrests a week. We certainly have not approached anywhere near those numbers.
Still, local officials appreciate that the state is trying something to help them out. Martinez, a Democrat, says the situation is unsustainable. The feds cannot keep releasing immigrants onto the streets of Del Rio.
We're not set up for this. So without a doubt, it's an issue that needs to be addressed, or a lot of us over here are going to be in trouble fast.
In fact, they're already in trouble. The Border Patrol apprehended 210,000 people last month, surpassing a 20-year high. In Del Rio, agents are holding migrants in open-air corrals under the international bridge. They're also pinning them up under a bridge in the Rio Grande Valley, where agents encountered 3,000 immigrants in one 24-hour period. U.S. Customs and Border Protection declined to comment. Locals are upset, too. Last week, I was interviewing a Venezuelan man in front of the Whispering Palms Motel in Del Rio. He was waiting for the first of a series of buses to take his family to Florida and telling me about how the Venezuelan government was persecuting him because he belonged to an opposition party.
Como somos en contra del gobierno, vulgarmente somos unas personas perseguidas.
The innkeeper burst out of the lobby to have her say.
You don't just drop them on the streets. Have a plan for them. Have something for them.
Her name is Maria Cannon. While she's distressed at all the immigrants congregating around her hotel, she's dubious of the heavy law enforcement presence in town.
Because it's not going to help anything. They're still going to come across. And you know what? I don't blame them. I don't blame them for coming. The thing is this, they're suffering. They're suffering.
Governor Abbott keeps adding new executive orders to his border operation. He's vowed to complete Trump's unfinished border wall. Bulldozers have cleared brush alongside a state highway and neighboring Eagle Pass for construction. Abbott diverted $250 million in state funds and raised $900,000 more in donations for the project, which is only enough for several miles of barriers. And last week, Abbott ordered state troopers to interdict any vans or buses carrying migrants released by the Border Patrol, saying the passengers may have COVID. The Justice Department promptly sued, and on Tuesday, the federal judge issued a temporary restraining order that Abbott was likely overstepping his powers. Yesterday, the ACLU sued the state on the same grounds. Kate Huddleston is a lawyer with the ACLU of Texas.
Governor Abbott cannot seek to enforce his own version of immigration policy. That's because the federal government, not states, not local governments, sets immigration policy and enforces immigration law.
While the efficacy of Governor Greg Abbott's border crackdown remains elusive, it has resulted in one concrete result. Earlier this summer, Donald Trump endorsed Abbott's bid for re-election. John Burnett, NPR News, Del Rio.